Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 4th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Hamas needs to agree to that deal.
Kamala Harris calls for immediate ceasefire in Gaza, and over 70% of us check our phone the minute we wake up. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the very latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US Vice President is calling for an immediate ceasefire for 6 weeks in Gaza. Kamala Harris says it would help get hostages out, as well as allowing a large amount of aid in. It's reported peace talks between Israel and Hamas have broken down. Kamala Harris has been urging the Israeli government to do more to increase the flow of supplies, and also spoke to the other side.
Hamas claims it wants a ceasefire. Well, there is a deal on the table. And as we have said, Hamas needs to agree to that deal.
A man is due in court this morning, charged in connection with a major drug seizure in Dublin at the weekend. Cannabis worth €720,000 was discovered at Dublin Airport on Saturday. News Talk's Joe Caulfield reports.
Revenue officers at Dublin Airport discovered 36 kilograms of herbal cannabis in vacuum-packed packages when they searched the luggage of a passenger who had arrived from Toronto, Canada. The man in his 20s was arrested and detained at a Garda station in Dublin. He's charged to appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice this morning. The seizure was part of Revenue's ongoing operations targeting organised crime groups and the importation, sale and supply of illegal drugs.
About two-thirds of Irish adults wish they spend less time on their devices. 18 to 34-year-olds are more likely than any other age group to think they've used their smartphones too much. New Deloitte research shows 98% of 18 to 75-year-olds use theirs every day. Partner in Deloitte, John Kyo, says people are glued to their smartphone.
It's pretty much taken over as the preferred device for pretty much everything we do, from browsing websites to making online purchases, online searches, banking, and even playing games now as well. So over the last few years, we've seen the trend through the Deloitte survey as mobiles take over and become the preferred device.
There's been a major rise in rural transport passenger numbers. The Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, has revealed figures have shot up by 366% since 2020. In Kerry, there's been a staggering 1,727% increase in the number of journeys made. Green Party Rural Development spokesperson, Senator Roisin Garvey, says more buses are being laid on in rural Ireland.
We've also done it very, very affordable as well. With the Leap card, you get 30% off. So you can get up to 70 cent for a trip into town, and it just means people now who want to maybe leave the car at home or who don't have a car can access it. So you have teenagers who are always getting their parents to drive them now being able to go independently, and older people able to move around and socialise more because of new bus services.
The 200th anniversary of the RNLI is being celebrated with the launch of a set of commemorative stamps today. The charity organisation has provided life-saving around the island of Ireland since its foundation in 1824. It currently operates 46 lifeboat stations, including four on inland waters. Head of Region at the RNLI, Anna Klassen, says it's a moment to mark the contribution of so many.
We're here today with AnPost, and we're launching the stamp, and we're very grateful to AnPost. And we're launching this stamp not only to celebrate 200 years of the RNLI and life-saving, but 200 years of dedication and support from people from all over the UK and Ireland who volunteer to save the lives of others.
A new study has found counting butterflies can improve mental health. Researchers surveyed those who took part in the big butterfly count in 2022. They reported less anxiety and a greater sense of connection with nature, but they also felt concern about declining wildlife. In entertainment news, Celebrity Big Brother makes its return to our TV screens tonight for the first time in 6 years. A group of famous faces will make their way through the iconic doors, shut away from the rest of the world. Co-host of Celebrity Big Brother, Will Best, has some favourite moments from the show down through the years.
The George Galloway being a cat will live with me forever. I mean, he's literally just been elected to Parliament again. Everyone should watch the video. It'll blow your mind. But David's dead. One of the great TV moments, I think, ever.
And in sport and athletics, the Ireland women's 4x400m relay team finished fifth in their World Indoor Championships final last night. The team of Phil Healy, Sophie Becker, Roisin Harrison and Charlene Maudsley recorded a time of 3 minutes 28.92 seconds in Glasgow. Sarah Lavin also picked up a fifth place finish in the 60m hurdles final. The Limerick native ran a time of 7.91 seconds. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.